This is one of Valda's images, and there's a disc, sort of part of a disc at the very top of the image, and then there's some space, and then beneath it, almost like a horizon line, with a mixture of blue, and then these sort of scratches of orange light coming across on a diagonal. It creates a really interesting tension in the picture, because the overall background colour is a sort of, there's browns and blues. It's quite cold in some places, and rust, but there's rust colours in there, and then there's this sort of much more vibrant orange in there. It's quite abstracted. But again, as with, I find with some of the other images that Valda's produced, I think there are lots of clues in there that allow us to sort of interpret it in a certain way. And I see this as a sunscape, as the disc is the sun, and the blue is water, and the orange light are perhaps their reflections from the sun, or maybe it's on fire. So this image is on fire. There's something technically that Valda's doing that's quite interesting, I think, about forcing our eye into the image, and almost like it's a vertical portrait format image, but I feel like the sides are being squeezed in by the way that Valda's thrown them out of focus on the edges, and that has the effect of sort of pushing me back always to the centre point. I'm looking always towards, I see the sun at the top, but my eye is drawn down to the orange, the bright orange against that blue. The blue is fascinating as well. It's sort of reminiscent of cyanotype. And I'm guessing it's not cyanotype, but it's got that kind of analogy feel about it. And it feels very textured, which I find that really fulfilling. I'm really, you know, you can lose yourself looking in the lines, which is just another nice little feature. But overall, the image is, I find that there's disquiet in the image, and it's not a calming image. I think it's actually quite a violent image. So let's have a go at titles. Well, look, I see this in the context of climate crisis, and that's what it's triggering some thoughts for me about, reflections on what's happening within our environment, and it's doing that very strongly for me, and I don't know whether that was intended, but that's certainly how I see it. So I can't help but think of more apocalyptic titles. So one of them is Future Sun, and the second I'm going to go with is The Burning.